All right. WineCellarMedia.com. All right, and we are live. We're going to go on about this Skeeter Mills, and I'll go ahead and kick up the old Facebook Live Arena. And going to go live from WineCellarMedia.com on the Facebooze here. Yes, confirmed. All right, and let's click the old live. This Skeeter Mills, what is this?
What is it?
Yes, the basics, right? There might be someone who is 100% fresh to it.
100% fresh. In that case, so this is a man who, based on what I've heard, was trying to talk to a woman to, I don't know, get her to go out with him or to get her number or something like that. She declined, and so he had a skateboard and proceeded to hit her in the face with the skateboard while someone was filming it and laughing. That would be the...
Right, and I think I saw it before you, and it was... I think when I saw it, it still was at like 3,000 shares.
Yeah.
Just like one person had it on Twitter, and it was just going about. And I was like, what the blue fuck is this when I saw it?
Yeah, because, well, I read about it on Twitter, so I was actively trying to, like, I muted a bunch of terms because I was actively trying to avoid having to see the video.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, I read what happened, like, that's enough, you know? And it somehow, I missed something somewhere, and it ended up in my newsfeed and saw the video, so...
Yeah, Jesus Christ. And this is like a moment to talk about, well, obviously, like, we want no police, right?
Right.
And I mean, like, the person that posted it, they said this should be attempted murder.
Yeah.
I think it is.
I think it is too.
Yeah, well, that's fucking ridiculous, you know. I mean, can't you really fuck someone up? Is that true? Like, you hit someone in the nose and it could, like, fuck up their brain?
I don't know about the nose, but there are different parts of the head where you can crack the skull and it can lead to a lot of issues. Like, I think we actually covered a story about police brutality where they, a guy just had, like a very common, like, sinus infection, but police fucked him up so bad that they cracked his skull and, like, the infected mucus made it back to his brain, and he's just brain damaged for life now, and he's basically, like, comatose for the rest of his life. So, I mean, yeah, like, you know, I know somebody who actually died of an ear infection from the same thing. They got into a really bad car wreck, and because of the way, like, the crack went, it, you know, the infected, you know, whatever, earwax, whatever, you know, ended up in other parts of the skull, and, you know, they ended up dying because of that infection. So it's just, it's really, you know, yeah, people think like, oh, your skull's hard or you're fine, or, you know, think like, oh, boxers and, you know, MMA fighters, they're punching themselves, all the, you know, getting punched all the time. And like, yeah, the skull is designed to withstand a lot of force, but not being fucking cracked in the head with a skateboard. And even if that injury doesn't cause serious damage, the fall might, because she fell on a fucking sidewalk. She didn't fall on a mattress or like a leaf pile or some shit. She fucking fell onto concrete. Like, that certainly isn't helping.
And then the little fuckers recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he turned around and faced them, they laughed.
They laughed.
Not one, not even like a, oh, what the fuck. Mm-hmm. Not even saying anything.
Yeah.
It was funny to them.
Yeah. Which, and I also wonder if they knew something was coming. Because they were already recording, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, did she already say no, like, once or twice, and he was, like, wouldn't let her go, or, like, he was, started, because a lot of men will do that. When you tell them no, they'll start making threats. Like, why were they already recording, like, this seemingly random interaction of a guy trying to hit on a woman?
Hmm.
So, yeah, I wonder if they knew he was gonna do, like, some wild shit already, and just were like, let's get ready for the show, guys.
In the word I heard before he, like, deleted his social media shit, he tried to say, oh, but because she spit on me.
Yeah. Which,
I don't believe you off scratch.
Yeah.
But, oh, let's play the fuck along. So you attempt to murder him?
Right.
With a blunt object? But then also, Is that a common thing? Or what are they, in Harlem?
Yeah.
In Harlem, they just go around spitting on folks out there? Now, if someone did spit on you, what were you doing to them?
Yeah, I don't think she spit on him, just based on her... Like, if you're spitting on somebody, she was very calm in the video. Hmm. She wasn't, like, angry. She wasn't, like, cussing at him. Like, her body language wasn't, you know, like, aggressive or, like, you know, physical. There wasn't a lot of gesticulations. Like, she was not showing signs of body language as somebody who was so upset or emotionally distressed or whatever that she's just going around spitting on niggas. Like, she was calm as fuck in that video.
Wait, so you mean she did everything right to be safe under patriarchy?
Yes.
She followed all the rules.
Yes.
And got hit with a fucking skateboard.
Yep.
Almost like it's all bullshit. Like yeah. They're lying. They'll attack you any damn way.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, what are you seeing? I know you're looking at some commentary on this.
Looking at, just because, you know, when you fuck up, the Twitter detectives will get you.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Twitter is not a fucking joke when it comes to finding people's information. A lot of people are saying that they think that this was intentionally a setup. Where he basically told his friends he was gonna fuck up somebody, like fuck up a woman, and she just happened to be the one. So that's like why they're recording. That's a common theory. His name is Bernard Littlebro Moultrie. He's 40 years old. How the fuck are you 40 and behaving like this? He's already been to prison drug running in Harlem.
And it rehabilitated him.
Yeah.
That's what the system does.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. This is his father. My bad.
Ah.
My bad. So, yeah. Which is a thing. Yeah. Now, his father's information is out there. His mother's information is out there. His address is out there. Oh, his father also is going to be in prison for life because he tried to kill someone, too. All right.
Oh, well, we know who the fuck raised them.
Yep.
We got to get black boys out of these fucking neighborhoods. We got to get black babies out of these goddamn... I don't know what to do about the fucking adults.
I don't think there's much that you can do. I mean, you're 40 and you're running around killing people.
Right, because there's a 4-year-old black boy and a 4-year-old black girl right now in that neighborhood, in a neighborhood like that.
Yeah.
And in fucking 15 years, they're going to be this video again.
Yep. Yep.
And I was seeing some interesting stuff because I saw his name. And, you know, all that shit is out there. He's Skeeter Mills with a Z. And, but his real name we have here, see if I can almost pronounce it, Rodney Abdul Mault.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I had a white...
Whoopsie-days. And, and it looks like some folks on the YouTube aren't too much feeling them. There appears to be an individual that goes by the name of Hassan Campbell, and they put a hit on him.
Yeah.
Like, publicly?
I've heard that he hasn't been seen in the last 4 days. So, that's all I'm saying.
And then, here's another one. Like, this says, New York, y'all need to holler at Skeeter Mills for knocking the cyst out with the skateboard. That one bloke that goes by the name Immortal Technique says Harlem is looking for Skeeter Mills.
Mm-hmm.
This one is just titled Skeeter Mills, We're Looking For You, Punk. Yeah, a individual that goes by the name of Trife Gangsta says Skeeter Mills is on the menu.
Yeah.
Essentially because it's New York, you're getting that New York vernacular. Right. Yo, you on the menu, son.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and you said he hasn't been seen, and you're wondering, like, is he hiding? Or did the community police itself?
Yep.
And then can these niggas that do this get more active? Like, see, y'all, because y'all niggas is out there, right? I'm over here in Illinois. Like, if I come across young niggas, I can interact with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you need to go interact with young niggas and let them know that, like, okay, now we don't want police. Well, this is our fucking law. We're the OGs. This is our law. Yeah. You can set all these laws about some damn no snitching, about some damn, someone wants to fight you, you gotta fight. Jesus Christ, Every set of cis-hetero men, of which is Western or has been Westernized, has a form of bro code.
Yeah.
You know how to set social regulations and hold hard lines, so you don't want to see more sisters, as you proudly say here, get hit in the face with skateboards. You need to get these little niggas now and don't raise them to do that. Because if y'all are... Oh, but then again, this nigga is 40. I did not think he was 40.
No, his dad was 40.
His dad. Okay. So yeah. Do they have the Skeeter Mills age?
I have not seen his age. I do have his phone number, though.
Oh, what is it?
It is 929-438-1834.
Let's just give it a shot. You said 929-438-1834. All right, let's dial it.
Oh, and it turns out that his brother...
The subscriber you have dialed is not in service.
I bet the
if
fuck
you
it's
feel
not.
You've received...
Okay, the subscriber I dialed is not in service.
And apparently his brother, his name is maybe Ryan... Because it's ry.mills on Instagram.
Hmm.
That's the brother. He's the one who recorded the video.
Oh, so these are brothers doing this shit together.
Yeah. And apparently after he posted it, he posted an image of Chris Brown with the caption, hashtag if she dies, she dies, hashtag she should have ducked.
Really? If she dies, that's your attitude?
Yeah.
If she dies, yeah. She dies.
And a picture of Chris Brown that's captioned, feeling like Chris Brown in 2009. Yeah.
All right, community, police yourselves. Get to it.
Yes.
And anyone that may be calling in, you might just be listening by telephone. I found that convenient myself before with this blog talk deal. But if you are prompted and you want to leave a comment or ask a question, you can press the number 1 key and I will get a notification on my screen to let me know. Oh, the person I saw on the board hung all the way up.
Okay. And apparently he at one point had a YouTube channel. And it was called The Real CC Show.
Oh, shit. Apparently that green person on the chat, I think they just kind of troll blog talk in general.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that, sit in the chat room and talk to yourself, son. Have fun.
Whatever.
All right, you're seeing more info.
Yeah, so he had a YouTube channel. I am very curious to see what's going to happen with his father, because I keep seeing his father's prison information up here a lot. I don't know.
But then, see, a lot of y'all niggas, y'all niggas did not hit a woman with a skateboard, but you've raped a woman.
Right.
You've coerced.
Definitely.
You've smacked. You've punched.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ, Charlemagne...
Yeah.
With that biting kid, you didn't do that, and not on camera. That's another thing. A lot of shit a lot of niggas have done is not on fucking camera.
Right.
Like, back in Tacoma, there was this light-skinned nigga named Jacob at Stadium High School, and we were on Division Ave, and he was, punching his girlfriend in the damn street.
Yeah.
When I say street, I mean the street. We know where the cars are moving. And me and Smook and Smook's older brother Jay fucked him up.
Yeah.
And but that wasn't on camera. So no one knows but us and her that Jacob is like that. And he was 15.
Yeah.
You know, we were fucking high school students. Me and Smook were 14 and Smook's older brother Jay was a senior, probably 17, you know, and this was a teenager in the hood where somewhere along the line, he was taught that you do this.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Apparently she's still alive.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So Jesus Christ, we're going to get, I guess not we, the wine cellar is very small and unknown.
Yes.
But, folks gonna get her a scholarship, everything.
Yeah.
Take care of this one. Basically, make her middle class and never have to work.
Okay.
And we just take care. I that's probably extreme. That's extreme.
I mean, no, we should be taking care of people like this. Honestly, because, and you know, sorry, I'm trying to go through. There's so many Twitter comments. Apparently, the reason that they know she's alive is because there was, like, a surveillance, like, footage of her getting up. Like, it was caught on, like, a, like, an intersection camera. So she got up at some point, so there's that, at least. But, what were you just saying? Sorry, I got sidetracked.
Yes, ma'am.
What did you say before?
What?
I was going to respond to whatever. Oh, taking care of her. Yeah, I definitely think we need to. And I think that with situations like this, we really don't talk about it enough when it comes to, like, domestic violence or, you know, this type of violence. It's assumed that, like, if you just give her a scholarship or you just, you know, pay her rent for a couple months, she'll be fine. But it doesn't really address, like, the emotional baggage that comes through with shit like this. And in particular, how this can create long-term consequences, not only as far as things like depression or PTSD or anxiety, but also just in general how these women then value themselves or feel about themselves. And if this is the sort of thing that is going to affect your self-esteem, where you're going to think that maybe you did something to deserve it, or maybe that's just how all men are and that's just how men are going to treat you, even if you give her a scholarship, even if you pay her rent, even if she gets a degree or whatever, she's still liable to end up in a situation with a man who's going to be abusive to her, because that's just how men are, or that's just what she deserves, or however she's, like, internalized this shit. So, like, she needs therapy too, and also, you know, like, a really serious conversation about a healthy sense of self and a healthy level of self-esteem, and saying that, like, no, it's really not okay for people to treat you like this.
Yeah. And also, you know, fucking, and again, you fucking older niggas, and because you're in this fucking neighborhood. I'm not in Harlem. This isn't even a neighborhood. This neighborhood's mostly Mexican.
Yeah.
I can't really talk to anybody out here, actually. But maybe I'll come across a young black man, and when I talk to him, guess what I'm not going to say? Like, if there's a black woman doing something, like a black woman shooting a basketball, I'm not going to say, oh, hey, that female just shot a three-pointer and it swished and that was dope. No, that woman.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ, like, and these messages are just coming in. And this is one, like, damn, I'm almost gonna sound like one of them niggas. You can't blame the white man for you teaching black boys to be like that to black girls and women. You think a white man's gonna fucking teach a black boy that a white woman or girl is a female?
Fuck no.
No, that's my princess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You shitting me? That ain't happening. That's my daughter. That's my little girl. Those are girls and
angel.
Ladies and women in our name. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck do you talk like that about black women right next to you?
Right. And especially, and I say it all the time, but I can't help it every time it comes up, is like the cognitive dissonance of it or whatever, that it's black men and black females, but like in the same sentence.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck do you say men and females in the same sentence? Like, I don't know. It's incredibly, it's dehumanizing, and obviously, it shows.
Yeah.
Or, like, another really common thing is talking about females, and you talk about dark-skinned women, like, light-skinned women are women, dark-skinned women are females.
I'm not aware of this. I'm new to this one. Lace me up.
Oh, that's just a thing, because there's that fucking color-struck niggas, the whole fetishizing of, like, the racially ambiguous or, like, the light-skinned girls would be like, oh, you know, light-skinned girls are so pretty, or, oh, like, you know, like, Latina women are, you know, spicy or whatever. But then when they're talking about, like, a dark-skinned black woman, it's females.
Females, and, huh, you know what? And if, and again, this is anecdotal, right? This is not social science-ifying. Mm. But, like, yeah, I'm gonna hear thick, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not gonna hear pretty, beautiful, gorgeous. Like, they're these categorical comments.
Yeah.
And they are, it's more so comments and categories than even compliments, if you will.
Right. Well, that's the thing, is they're not really compliments. It's just the assets that you have that make you fuckable.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's not a compliment, like, you're a beautiful person. No, it's fat ass. You got that fat ass. Or you got the good hair. Or we would have pretty babies. Like, it's not... like, you as a person. Like, you seem like an amazing person to be in a relationship with. It's never fucking that.
Right. Or you're just a person.
Yeah.
An interesting, cool person.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Like, again, black, you in these neighborhoods, you're in Harlem right now. Y'all niggas should be having a fucking movement right now.
Yeah.
God damn it. Make, be the example for the next neighborhood over. And fucking, what, teach black boys to be a fan of a black woman.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I didn't have a black man in the house. My black mother taught me to be a fan of Whoopi Goldberg. This was before the Ted Danson thing. and Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Yeah.
Right? I don't like track. I don't get it. But
yeah.
I like Jackie Joyner Kersee being on my Wheaties box.
Yeah.
Right? Teach black boys to be a fan of a black woman. But you start getting the boys, start...
But see, they're already, like, past that, because look at how they talk about Serena Williams.
God, them niggas ain't even in the hood.
Yeah.
I don't know what niggas...
So, yeah, or, like, because if you want to talk about that right now, I just forgot her name. The gymnast, Simone Biles, most decorated gymnast in the history of the fucking sport. That's fucking amazing. Like, yeah. You know...
Right, and you could be like, oh, you're looking at this fucking film with this motherfucker doing the flips and the kicks. Look at this motherfucker doing it in real life.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, definitely. That would be amazing. And even still overshadowing right now, right? Like, the new Candyman movie's coming out. The director is a woman, but everybody knows it because the producer is Jordan Peele.
Okay.
So they're like, oh, it's Jordan Peele's movie. And I'm like, Jordan Peele's not the director. Yes, put some of the money up and did some of the script or all of the script. I'm not sure which. But why does praising him, you know, who does amazing work? Like, Get Out was good, right? Us was amazing. Who does good work? But why does that mean you have to dismiss the fact that this is being directed by a black woman? Like, why is there not space for both?
And I guess I'm just saying, do it, right? Do it, do it, do it. How, William? How the fuck do you do it?
Yes.
The same thing like I say with talking populism. Keep it casual. Make it normal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, we don't take the kid to the movie theater very often because there's not a lot of movies like Proud Mary out.
Yeah.
But when a Proud Mary comes out, it's just like, oh, we just happen to want to go to the movies, and this just happens to be the movie.
Because
when we take him to see some shit on the big, the silver screen is what they call it.
Yeah.
When we take him to see the silver screen, he's going to see a black woman as the action hero.
Yes.
Kicking all sorts of ass. Kicking ass backwards. Both cheeks. One foot. Kicking ass. Right?
Yes.
And then get in the car and be like, "Dad, you remember that scene with that?" Talk the shit just like you would if it was Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm showing my age.
I was going to say Keanu Reeves, but all right.
Well, yeah, there you go. Keanu Reeves. Keanu's on his knees. Keanu pleads.
Keanu Cleaves.
Yeah, that was a shared thread. Kind of chainmail of a thread.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas for that?
Oh, I think
I'm throwing you on the spot there.
I think keeping it casual is important because a lot of this stuff comes across as like, I don't know if pandering is the right word, but like it just comes across as fake when it's like this whole, we have to celebrate black women. Like, look at all these things black women are doing. And it's like, when you bring that sort of like over the top, like energy and attention to it, it almost makes it seem like it's disingenuous. Like
it's
more important to make it into a talking point than like, as opposed to like a lived concept, if that makes sense. So, like, I get that vibe from a lot of folks when they talk about misogynoir, and it's like, we don't have to go that route with it. We can just normalize it, you know. But, okay, so actually now that I'm thinking about it as I'm saying it, part of this, like, thing about the pandering and the over-the-top is that what I see with a lot of these people who will say, you know, you have to support black women with, like, the hand clap emojis in between every word and that sort of, like, over-the-top energy is that a lot of them really don't support black women because they'll say things like, you know, women can rap too. And it's like, okay, then where are your fucking posts about female rappers who are not Cardi B or Nicki Minaj? Like, there's more than those two, you know, in the industry. Or you want to talk about like, oh, well, women can do this too and black women-owned businesses. Well, how often are you hyping up black women-owned businesses? You know what I mean? So it really does come across as like a pandering, almost like in a political wave, like the Democrats do, right? Every 4 years, it's like, we love black people. And then, you know, It's fucking silence, like, as soon as the election's over until it's time for the next campaign. And it's like, if this is something that's truly important to you, you should be talking about it all the time and not just in vague talking points of, you know, Black women matter or Black women lives matter. It should be tangible ways to boost Black women, to support Black women, to bring attention to what Black women are doing. You know, whether that's like just randomly, you know, oh, hey, I found this one, you know, activist who's doing like local shit in whatever city. This looks really fucking cool. And just, you know, make a couple tweets about it. Or when you're out with your friends, be like, oh, yeah, did you hear about this, you know, Black owned business? It's owned by a Black woman. Like, let's just go there and, you know, see what's going on. Make it a part of your everyday thing in an attempt to signal boost these voices and to boost these women, you know. And it should be an everyday thing, and it should be before the hashtags come, right? Take care of Black women before they become a hashtag. Like, if we were taking care of Black women, this young woman might not have been hit in the face with the skateboard, you know? And I think that... Who is...
Oh, that's Jessica Loco. Yeah, I just... Because my screen went black, so I didn't see all the comments. So Jessica Loco's in the chat on the blog talk and in the Facebooks.
I'm caught up looking at the troll. Like, what the hell? All right, whatever.
Yeah, it's... maybe they left, maybe they came back. Old trolly troll.
But yeah, you know, you need to make this a regular thing that so it is normalized, so it's not just after a really fucked up video comes out. You know, it... I want to live in a world where that even if a Black girl or a Black woman feels unsafe, she has a network to go to. You know, she has people, she has a support system instead of waiting until after the fact. Because right now everyone's trying to find this woman, like, is she dead? Maybe not. We heard there was a rumor that she got up and it was caught on camera, but we don't know. We don't know her name. We don't know if there were, like, serious injuries. We don't know. We don't know, you know? And it's like, if we had the support system in place beforehand, not only could this have possibly been avoided, we'd at least know where the fuck she is now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'd at least know if she needs, like, help with medical bills. Does she need medical attention? Like, what the fuck, you
know? Yeah, because when he hit her with that skateboard, the wheel was facing him.
Yeah.
And he hit her with the wood, but it was the wood right where the wheel was. So whatever weight was behind that wheel was right behind that wood with the force of the hit.
Yeah.
And, like, who knows? There could be a fractured something or other.
Right.
Or a chipped or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, depending on situations, we don't know how that's going to have a long-term impact, right? If she has a job, like, customer service where she's the face of something, is she going to get sent home because her face is fucked up? Like, if she's, like, a waitress or something?
Yeah.
Or, like, a front desk? Is she going to get sent home because she looks fucked up? Like, how is she going to, you know, make that money back? If she does have some sort of, you know, actual damage, does she have fucking health insurance? Can she afford to use her health insurance? If she has it, can she afford a deductible? Like... You know, there's a lot of fucking questions, and nobody seems to have an answer because nobody knows who she is, and that's why it's important to have the support systems before shit goes sideways, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I think that's, I don't have much more other than, because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to circle back and start yelling about the...
Yes.
Yeah.
About raising children better, yes.
I guess a little bit, a taste bit more, like, with keeping it casual, making it normal. Like my biological mother just put on the movie Jungle Fever.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm kind of paying attention. I like Wesley Snipes, okay? Of course, she fast-forwards the sex scenes, as you do. And, but then, I don't know if she turned the volume up or if she leaned forward or did some body language, but somehow I got really into the scene where Wesley Snipes is out of the house. And and the woman he cheated on has all her friends over, and they have a discussion on colorism.
Okay.
You know, and this is what, like, 1991, 1990. This is way back.
Mm-hmm.
And she just played it and just let me see it and hear it.
Yeah.
And then just let that shit be in my mind.
Okay.
And when she didn't have to be like, and this is what you need to know. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Casual. Cool. All right,
Yeah.
Fuck. This is WineCellarMedia.com. You ready to go into some swapcast?
Oh, I can't. I was just going to say one more thing.
Yes.
Something I'm seeing repeatedly in the comments is people saying, oh, but you want to abolish police. Police are not going to take this seriously. Like, don't play with me.
Wait, the police? You mean we should get Daniel Holtzclaw on this?
Yeah, the guy who rapes Black women. We should totally involve him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, anyone who's saying that, they don't get a response from me. You're not serious if you say that. You're not serious about anything.
Yeah.
Like, you were just waiting to say that. Like,
no, I've seen people, and unfortunately, I've even seen black women arguing it, and it's like, you've probably never actually had to rely on police if you think that they're going to help you.
And that's why I'm only talking about people in the neighborhood.
Yep.
And we did. We made that a decision before we did this episode, was we are not going to talk about those folks who have white boyfriends and say words like dindu. Like, we are not going to quote those folks. We're not dealing with them. Mm-hmm. Talk right past them. Why even interact? Especially considering that they don't really have influence beyond their circle of, like, 100 people floating between Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? Let them make their noise over there in that corner where they say shit like, I swear they can't kill you niggas fast enough. It's like, well, Tamir Rice's sister thanks you for that. She got handcuffed trying to get her brother that just got shot. But so I don't bother with them, the Imani Gandhis and these niggas.
Now, of course, I can't find it since I mentioned it. But somebody was saying that, and someone in the comments said, we can't go to police, we can't trust police. But that is supposed to be what gangs are for. They're supposed to be protection. Every time I see someone with a flag, I'm going up asking.
Protection for other gang members.
Yeah,
I don't know if they knew that part.
They're trying to stretch it and be like, come on, guys. They're trying to stretch. I think this is the, I'm seeing more and more of this as like a, trying to make that be like the community policing.
Yeah.
Instead of actual police, but like wider spread. I'm seeing a lot of push for that in these comments.
I better argue that better, because you're setting yourselves up for extortion, because they're going to want funding.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, you don't want us to sell crack? Then you're going to have to give up this much a month or a week. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah, like, it's just going to turn into a 1930s Italian neighborhood.
Oof.
Like, is that what we're going for there, Joey?
Probably not, but I don't think everyone is thinking things through. Because I think people are responding emotionally because it's an emotional video.
Yeah.
But we need to, like, outside of these videos, have a conversation and come to some sort of consensus and, like, create guidelines so that the next time there's a video, we have a plan in place, right? It's about being prepared before the fact, which we're not. We're just not.
Yeah, and but like, before you try to get gangbangers, remember, like, that shit is much more job than social clubs since the mid-80s. Ever since crack became a part of it, that is something that they do as a job. You know, like, they're not a... It's not like back when they were roller skating and having colorism fights, which is literally a thing that the 8-Tray Gangsters, the set that Afro Man is from, was doing back then. Yeah, Afro Man is actually from one of the first actual Crip sets. All right, that's, and there's the tangent. All right, WineCellarMedia.com. All right, and this is socialized. It's going straight out there. But for the folks that are subscribed to the Patreon, which we will work on a tiered system after I finish this 74-hour work week in the factory.
Yes.
Let me do the 74 hours, and then that following Sunday, Phoenix Kalita and I will sit down, maybe have some French fries, as it were.
French fries.
Yes, and we'll try to figure out a tiered system that doesn't... you know, fuck with our ideology as far as, like, wanting to socialize as much of it as possible.
Right.
All right. So, y'all folks on the socialized feed, please be as safe as possible wherever you are. Bing. And you folks.
Thank you that for are... using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Well, thank you. and now, we'll just go flying directly into Swapcast.
Swapcast, all right.